This is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
So the question is, fact or urban legend?
What?
It's a game we play at home. Fact or urban legend? For example, the word golf comes from the phrase, gentlemen only, ladies forbidden. Fact or urban legend?
No clue, Matthew.
Guess.
Fact. It's just the kind of thing guys would do.
It's an urban legend. You try one.
Okay, fine. Why doesn't a duck's quack ever echo?
That's an urban legend. A duck's quack does echo.
No, it doesn't. It's a scientific fact.
It is not. Give me a duck and a trip to the Grand Canyon, and I'll prove that a duck's quack echoes.
I don't want to play this game.
What's wrong with you? Why are you being so grumpy this morning?
I'm not grumpy.
I know what it is. You're annoyed because I made plans to meet the guys.
The guys? What guys? Oh, yeah, your little tinkerers group. What's it called? The Square One Club?
We've talked about this, Emily.
We have?
It's a weekly meeting. A couple of hours. Why is that so hard for you?
It's not hard. It's mind-numbingly uninteresting. I'd rather go have my earwax removed or get a spinal tap. Anything would be better than your club.
You don't even know what a spinal tap is.
I know it's not an urban legend.
Why are we going this way?
We're going to Wits End.
Through the woods? It's faster to cut through the center of McAllister Park.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. You know it is. Now you're being stubborn.
If you don't like it, then do what you want. Go the other way, go tinker. I don't care. I've got plenty to do.
Maybe I will. Call me when you snap out of this mood. See ya.
No, you call me when I snap out of this mood. No, I mean, you call me when... Never mind.
Hey, watch out! Out of the way!
What? Jay, are you all right, Jay?
Yeah, I'm fine. What's the big idea of walking down the middle of the path?
What's the big idea of riding down the middle of the path? You could have hurt somebody going that fast.
Like me?
Or somebody else. What's the rush?
Oh, I'm going out to Gower's Field to see the plane crash.
Plane crash?
Yeah, it's massive. Twisted wreckage all over the place.
Was anybody hurt?
Everybody on board.
Well, how many were on board?
Like a few thousands, maybe more, I don't know.
Are you sure about that? Planes don't usually carry thousands of people, do they?
Sure seems like it when my dad is trying to find overhead space. Well, I'd love to stay and chat, but that would keep me from leaving.
Wait, Jay, you forgot your backpack.
I wasn't carrying a backpack.
But there's one here in the bushes.
Not mine, weirdo. Gotta go.
Well, it's gotta be someone's. No tags or ID on the outside. How about the inside? What's all this stuff? Money! Hey! It's full of money!
Thanks, Bill. I'm here at Gower's Field, and the police have already established a perimeter around the wreckage. It looks like a twin-engine craft that reportedly took off from Odyssey Airport at 9:30 this morning. It got into some kind of trouble. We don't know what kind. There was no communication between the pilot and the tower. It circled back, then crashed in Gower's Field. Little else is known, except that the paramedics are treating one man at the plane. A second man has been transported to the hospital, and one witness stated that a third man crawled out of the fuselage and stumbled into the woods west of the field.
Can't think of the last time we had a plane crash anywhere near Odyssey.
7 years ago, Mr. Whitaker, an experimental aircraft from Campbell College crashed on the tarmac at Odyssey Airport.
Really?
Fortunately, no one was hurt.
I don't remember hearing about that.
It was never reported in the news. The college did their best to keep the incident quiet.
Well then, how do you know about it?
I was the pilot.
You're kidding.
Well, it only seemed right since I designed the aircraft.
You surprise me, Eugene. I didn't know you dabbled in flight.
I don't. That's why the plane crashed. In principle, it should have worked. Later, I found that my diagrams made excellent paper airplanes.
All right, I'm going to put that sign up.
Oh, what sign?
The help wanted.
Well, I don't believe my failure as a pilot is cause for dismissal.
Now, Connie is taking a summer art class at the college. She'll be gone most of the afternoons.
Yes, for her Dreams by Constance endeavor. She wishes to become more proficient in design aesthetics to assist her clients with stationery, wedding invitations, thank you notes, et cetera.
I appreciate that she's trying to develop her God-given abilities.
And she's learning from one of the best.
Who?
Benjamin Trask, an accomplished art historian, artist, and graphic designer.
Uh-oh, it's that time of year again.
What is?
Listen.
Now, 50 years later, it's finishing in Odyssey. That's right. After 50 years of family fun all over the world, Uncle Archie is offering a slam-bang wrap-up to the town that launched the spills, thrills, and chills of a great carnival. Come one, come all, this week to Uncle Archie's Carnival and Amusements Galore.
Uncle Archie.
You don't enjoy carnivals, Mr. Whittaker?
Oh, I love carnivals, but Uncle Archie's carnival, there's something about it that bothers me.
Oh?
Whenever that carnival comes to town, there's something dark that comes with it.
Well, I enjoy old-fashioned carnivals, apart from the freak show displays. Ooh, they remind me too much of my first year in middle school.
Huh?
Hello, thank you for calling Wits End. Yes, he is. May I ask who's calling? Hold on, please. It's Dr. Lily Graham at Odyssey General Hospital.
Oh? Thanks. Hello, this is John Whittaker.
Hi, Eugene. I need to talk to Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, he's on the phone right now, Emily. Can I do something for you?
I found this backpack in the woods.
Looks heavy.
That's because it is. It's filled with...
I have to go, Eugene.
To the hospital? Is something wrong?
It's odd. One of the victims of the plane crash mentioned me by name. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Oh, but Mr. Whittaker...
I'm sorry, Emily. I have to go.
Oh, how unusual.
That's not the only thing, Eugene. You have to see what's inside this backpack.
Oh, now, this isn't a trick, I hope. I don't want to be surprised by a spring-loaded snake or a collection of badly played banjo music.
No, it's full of money. Huh? A lot of money.
Allow me? Loudly exclaimed euphemisms escape me. This is a lot of money.
Yeah. What should we do with it?
Clearly, we must telephone the police.
All right, listen to me. It's Dirk Beggs. I know you said not to call on this number again, but it's all gone wrong. I'm hurt. Bad. I'm going to Hagler's Junkyard, all right? That's where I'll be. You better come get me or we could all be in trouble.
Hey, that's not a big plane. Where are all the people?
On some other plane that didn't crash.
You're that guy on the TV, right? Ned Humpback or...
Ted Humphreys.
Yeah.
And I'm on TV and radio. We simulcast.
Oh, that's great. Hey, my parents watch you on the 11 o'clock news.
Oh, glad to hear it.
You put them to sleep every night.
I appreciate the encouragement. Kevin, what are you doing? Get the camera on the helicopter.
Oh, who's on it?
They're airlifting the pilot of the plane to Connellsville Trauma Center. Head injuries.
Get those people back. This is a crime scene.
Oh, hold on. Get that. Somebody I need to talk to. Hey, Detective Polehouse.
What do you want?
Ted Humphreys with the First Action News Team. Mind if we get a few words from you on camera?
Oh, sure. I'll give you a few words. Cross the police line again, and I'll arrest you for interfering with a police investigation.
Oh, come on. That's not nice. Is that nice?
No, it's not. Not at all.
Yeah, see, even the kid doesn't think it's nice.
I'm not here to be nice. Your name's Jay, isn't it?
You know me? Look, I paid for that pack of gum. I just lost the receipt, that's all.
You're Wally Hagler's nephew.
Yes, sir.
Too bad for you. If you've got his family blood running in your veins, you're headed for trouble. Too bad we don't allow preemptive arrests.
What does that mean?
Ask your uncle, or anyone else he knows at Campbell County Prison.
Detective, is that really a policeman?
Yep. Detective Don Pullhouse.
I've never seen him before.
Well, he was transferred over from Connellsville. I guess he offended too many people. He's a good cop, but not very tolerant with little things like social skills. I've met junkyard dogs with better personalities.
Haha. Wait, what did he mean about my uncle?
Now, how am I supposed to know? Why don't you ask him yourself?
Good idea.
Has to be a better way to win an Emmy.
Hagler's Junk. Oh, hi, Frank. A 1973 Gran Torino? Yeah, we got one in the yard. Pretty beat up, though. I'm slicing and dicing it for parts. Sure, come on down. I'll make you a good deal on whatever you need.
Great.
Welcome to Hagler's. How can I...
Lock the door.
Lock the... Who are you?
You don't remember me?
Should I? Dirk? Dirk Beggs?
That's me. Now hurry up and lock the door.
Yeah, all right. For a minute. Now, what are you doing here?
You have a back room. I need to sit down.
Uh-huh. Through here. You're hurt. What did you do?
I sprained my ankle in a little accident down the road. Thought I'd come get help from an old friend.
Yeah, you look like you need a hospital. You're white as snow.
Just let me sit down for a minute.
All right. Now, what's going on? What are you doing here?
Business, that's all.
Look, Dirk, I'm legit. I have been for a long time.
I'll bet.
Oh. All right, I'm calling an ambulance.
No, I don't think so.
You're kidding, right? You come into my shop and pull a gun on me? Where'd you learn your manners?
Listen to me, Wally. I came to town to do a job for the Stiletto.
The Stiletto? Give me a break. He died years ago.
Nope. He's alive and well and very busy. I've been working for him.
How can you tell? Nobody's ever seen him. Have you seen him?
You don't have to see him to know he means business. Now sit down and don't try anything stupid.
Sure, Dirk. Don't get yourself excited. We wouldn't want that thing to go off.
No. No, we wouldn't.
Nelson? Calm down.
Matthew, are you trying to give me a heart attack?
Why'd you shout like that? What's wrong with you?
The woods make me nervous.
Why would the woods make you nervous?
Because of all the things you can't see. Creepy crawlies and little animals looking out with those beady little eyes.
Nelson, I thought you were like a man of science. The wonder of nature. All that stuff.
Yeah, it's great if I could study it in a controlled environment, in cages or under a microscope.
So you like nature as long as it isn't natural?
Is that unreasonable?
Let's go. We're going to be late for our club meeting.
Okay, but we'll be the only two there.
Where's everyone else?
Off with their families doing summertime things. Oh, I'm glad you're here. Those creepy crawlies and beady-eyed animals don't go after humans when they travel in pairs.
So why'd you cut through the woods if they make you nervous? You could have taken the road.
I went over to look at the plane crash. Maybe that's why I'm feeling nervous. Suddenly the world feels very fragile when a plane can just drop out of the sky.
I don't think it just dropped. It had some kind of trouble.
Maybe, but I... What was that?
Come on, Nelson. It was a twig breaking. And that other noise is a bird on a branch. And do you hear that wet, watery noise? It's the creek over there. See? It's beautiful. Look, the water cascading over the rocks.
Are you telling me you're afraid of that? There are things in that water.
Yeah, right. And there are things next to the water. Do you see that? The sun's flickering off something shiny.
Should I get a big stick?
I don't think it's anything that can hurt us. It looks like... It is! An appleberry.
I didn't think those grew so close to moving water.
I mean, it's a handheld smartphone. Silver appleberry smartphone.
Oh, that is so cool! And those cost a lot of money. What What's it doing out here?
Beats me.
Let's take it to the club and see if we can figure out who it belongs to.
Walk closer.
Okay, you're starting to freak me out.
So, what are we doing, Dirk? I don't have time to sit here and watch you sweat. You look sick. Let me call a doctor.
No! We stay here and wait.
For what?
For who, you mean? Where is he? He should be here by now. I'll try again. Where's that thing?
What?
My cell phone.
I can make you a good deal on a cell phone.
Where is it? Oh, I must have dropped it. Oh, that's bad. Real bad.
Must have been a great cell phone.
It's got everything on it. Everything. What's that?
Probably a customer. This is a business, you know. Oh, it's my nephew.
Don't answer.
I have to. He's gonna get suspicious.
Get rid of him. And don't try anything clever. You wouldn't want to be responsible for what happens.
Whatever.
Why is the door locked, Uncle Wally?
I was dealing with some things in the back. What's up, Jay?
I have to talk to you.
This isn't a very good time.
Well, look, I was at the plane crash.
Wait, plane crash?
Out at Gower's Field. Anyway, there was this detective, Polehouse.
Polehouse? What's he doing in Odyssey?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. He said something,
look,
and
Jay,
I...
Jay, like I told you, it's not a good time.
Can I hang out until you're done?
I don't know how... Tell you what, your pals should be down at the shed.
What pals?
At the club, the ones that like to mess around with the junk there.
Oh, the one with Matthew Parker and...
Yeah. Do me a favor and take this box over to him.
What is it?
It's some kind of GPS system. Smith's delivery company was using them on the trucks. They upgraded to a newer model.
Wow, it works?
That's what I want those kids to find out. Now go on, and don't come back till I tell you.
Are you sure everything's all right?
Everything's fine. Go on. There you go, Dirk. You're safe and sound. Now, while we're waiting, why don't you tell me about that plane crash? Dirk? Dirk!
I'm in trouble, Wally.
No kidding.
I have to explain.
If it's illegal, I don't want to know.
If anything happens to me...
I still don't want to know. Let me call for help. Man, you look like death sucking on a bad lemon.
Sit down and listen to me, Wally. You're going to hear what I have to say whether you want to or not. Now sit!
Yes, indeed. Quite. Thank you, officer. I shall do that very thing. You as well.
What happened, Eugene?
Well, apparently the police are very busy with the plane crash and can't come right away. You know, they really ought to change their hold music. I was listening to a synthesized version of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. And I may be wrong, but I'm rather certain I heard a kazoo in the string section. Save me.
The police, Eugene.
Oh, yes. I was instructed to put the backpack in a safe place until an officer can pick it up.
That's it? Mm-hmm. Thousands of dollars and we have to wait?
It would appear so. You know, I have to wonder... How could someone lose a backpack of thousands of dollars unless...
A bank robbery!
Possibly. If not locally, then from another area.
Is there a way to find out?
There is a national online database. I could check the serial numbers on a few of these bills to see if they turn up as having been stolen.
Well, what are we waiting for?
For what are we waiting?
I asked you first.
Dirk! So, just take that gun, and...
911, do you have an emergency?
Yeah, this is Wally Hagler at Hagler's Junkyard. I need an ambulance.
Yep, you're into me now.
And the police.
With?
Dr. Graham.
Please,
Call me Lily. I'm so sorry for the wait. It's more chaotic than usual.
Well, if you wanted to build the suspense, you succeeded. I've been trying to figure out who might have been on that plane that would know me. He actually said John Whittaker?
Yes, it was the only thing he said before slipping back into unconsciousness. We haven't found any identification, so we thought you might be able to help us.
Where is he?
This way.
How badly was he injured?
Cuts and bruises, a black eye, a possible concussion. No broken bones or internal bleeding, thank God. I want to take a few more x-rays, but considering the crash, he's a lucky boy.
Boy?
He's a young man, early 20s maybe. Here he is. Feel free to move closer.
That's not possible.
You know him?
Oh, I certainly do. But why is he here?
Who is he, Whit?
That's Monty, my grandson.
This is a very strange reunion for Whit and his grandson, Monty. What was he doing on that plane? We'll have to keep listening to find out. Today's program is a presentation of Focus on the Family. I'm Chris, hoping you'll join the conspiracy next time on Adventures in Odyssey.